Hey everyone, I'm Jaden.
And I'm Noah.
And we are the Super Gamer Bros, and this is the Super Gamer Bros podcast. We're just a couple of brothers who love playing games and love talking about games, so that's what we do. And today, Noah. I'm excited for this one. This is a game I personally enjoyed a lot. We are talking about Rayman Legends.
Rayman Legends, I spoke to Paige about yesterday, and I told her we'd be talking about it today, and she asked me what it was, and I described it as a musical platformer.
Mean, yeah, I wouldn't say that it is entirely a musical platformer, but I don't know. It's just a. I guess I would just describe it as just a platformer. It's. I'm trying to think of like every game we've played, talked about. It's probably this is the most that's just straight up. It's just a platforming game. But yeah. No, it's a. It, so let me tell. No, let me tell you my personal history with Rayman Legends. I first played Rayman Legends back in 2013, and it was in a GameStop. If you remember GameStops. You know, they had like I honestly don't think they even do like if I think like the last couple of times I've been to a GameStop, I don't think I've seen one of these. But they had, you know, those little demos stations where you could go up and they had, you know, like a PlayStation 4 or an Xbox One, whatever, and you know they had a bunch of demos loaded onto it that you could play to, you know, try out games. Fun little concept. And back in 2013, when Rayman Legends came out, there was a we were at a GameStop at our local mall, and I was just bored and played the demo station, and there was Rayman Legends on it, and it was one of the musical levels, which we'll talk about those later. And I thought, dude, this game is awesome. I want to play it. You know, at the time it was $60, and I was like, ooh, man, a game from a game series that I had never heard of at that point. I wasn't too keen on paying $60 for it. And so then I never played it, but it was always on my radar. And over the years, I constantly would like be at GameStop looking at games and see it and be like, oh yeah, I remember that game from that demo, and I would pick it up. And I don't know if it's a testament to how popular the game is or how not popular the game is, whatever. It never went below like $50 at GameStop, even used. Like, it was always, I think maybe 45 was the lowest I ever saw it. And every time I'd be like, man, I still like I don't know this. I don't know if this game's any good. I don't want to spend $45 on it. And that's how it was for years until finally, years later, it was a PlayStation Plus free monthly game one month a few years ago, 2019. And I thought, oh, sweet, I'm finally going to get to play it. And I did, and man, I loved it. So I think it's a fantastic game.
Yeah, it like you said, it has been years before it came out. It's extremely popular. It's talked about a lot, or at least it seems to be. And I did not know what the, like you, I did not know what the hype was about before I played the game. And after we got it for PS Plus, I played it, and if you're a fan of this podcast, you know I'm not a huge follower of platform games or games where that's the sole mechanic, but Rayman Legends is in my top three or top five platforming games of all time. I just really, really enjoyed it. And we're
Yeah,
going to talk about why.
I absolutely agree with that. I would say it's in my top 10 at the very least. So yeah, that's the Rayman Legends. Let's go ahead and get into it with the setting. So Rayman Legends takes place in a mysterious world. And what that means is I couldn't really find any in my, you know, bare bones research I do, could not find any like thing that said the name
Evidence.
of the world or anything like that. I cannot find any information. Oh, it's in a world, you know, called this, and it's, you know, filled with these creatures and these things, you know, that I typically find for games when we do them. This one I couldn't find anything. So instead, just kind of talk about the layout of the game, which is, you know, you're in a hub area, in which you can access all the various worlds in their individual levels. It's pretty cool. All of them are like accessed through paintings. Kind of like I know Super Mario 64 is a game that does that. People love that game. Yeah, it basically is, you know, just all accessed through these paintings. And you know, each world has its various has its theme. You know, there's this kind of castle forest areas. There's a desert I think that's pretty clever. Right now, it's like a desert, but filled with a bunch of desserts.
Yeah, no, the level design is fantastic in this game.
There's a world that is like exclusively underwater and going like through like submarines, stuff like that. Really, really cool.
Right. I mean, it's basically, is it a set of themes on the world? Like, do you do them set by set? Like Mario? Yeah, I thought
Each
so, right?
world is its own
Oh.
theme.
Okay. Yeah, I do notice a lot of inspiration from Mario for this game, but I do think this game is excellent on its own. And I wanted to ask you this, I forgot. I was talking about it yesterday. Is this game, does it have a co-op functionality?
It does.
Can you play through the like whole game co-op?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought that, see, I was talking to her about it and I was like, I can't remember if you can play the whole game or only certain multiplayer sections.
No, I'm pretty sure it's the whole game.
Really cool.
Yep, we'll get into that a bit later. Anyway, what?
Oh, so I was just gonna say, do you know how many worlds slash levels?
I guess it kind of, looking at it, there are, if you're talking, I guess you want to say the main game, there are, I guess you would say, five kind of story worlds, and then one kind of bonus world. And then there's a second kind of bonus world we'll talk about later that contains levels from Rayman Origins, which is the game preceding this one. So there's, I guess, if all in all, there's seven different worlds. Well,
That
11.
checks out.
Yeah, 11, I guess, depending on how you look at it.
With over 100 total levels in the game.
Over 100 total levels in the game. There are a lot of levels.
Yeah, this game, we didn't really say that at the beginning, but it is pretty dense for a platforming based game. It is quite lengthy, in
Oh,
my opinion.
absolutely. Absolutely it is. It 100%ing this game takes you a while, and even that's just 100%ing the game, not even 100%ing like in terms of getting the platinum is even longer, which we'll get into that later. Anyway, let's move on to the story. So the story of this game is very, very basic. It I think is very reminiscent of those kind of early platforming games of the 80s and 90s, where the story is like, I guess, exists simply because it kind of has to, just to give a why as to the gameplay, if you know what I mean, Noah.
No, absolutely. It's just to provide some sort of motivation and story for the characters as you just go through endless levels. You know,
Exactly.
it's that Mario thing where your princess is in another castle.
Yeah,
Does
basically.
Mario have a story? Yes and no, right? Not a good story.
And we're talking the original Mario here for people who might get mad about later games. We're talking about the classics. So, actually, I do want to pause here, Noah, because I didn't ask this earlier to you, but I did want to ask, what do you know about Rayman as a series?
As a series, nothing. I do know that Rayman Origins was the game that everybody was talking about when Rayman Legends was coming out. You know, like they pointed back to it, and
Yes.
I never looked into it. I was, you know, I just never thought it'd be my thing.
See, I know the very first time, the only thing I knew Rayman about, Ray, like about Rayman before, I guess, playing the demo for this game, was Raving Rabbids.
What does rabbits have to do with this?
Well, in I think those are a spin-off of the main Rayman games. They appeared in a Rayman game a long time ago. Because
Really?
I think it was like a Wii game. Seeing like commercials for on TV, that it was called like Rayman Raving Rabbids 2, I think was the specific game that I remember seeing trailers for. So I'm pretty sure that's where the rabbits came from, is they were like characters in a Rayman game. And man, I hate the rabbits, but that's a story for another day.
I hated them before, but I actually played Mario Rabbids, and it's very
Yeah,
fun.
yeah. I am just
You're right, they were
99% sure.
initially introduced as antagonists to the Rayman series.
Yes.
It's cool.
Yeah. And that's all I knew. So, yeah. So I remember initially seeing Rayman Legends, and I was like, oh, like the rabbits thing? But obviously, they're not in this game at all. And then I learned more about Rayman, I guess, as a series, just watching YouTube and people who talk about like classic game series, classic PlayStation 1 game series, which, Rayman did. The very first Rayman game came out on PlayStation 1 long time ago. And I know Rayman 2, The Great Escape, is one of the most ported games of all time. Just a little fun fact for you. But yeah, what?
Interesting.
Yes, but Rayman Origins was kind of like a reboot to the series, being, this back to this kind of 2D cartoony classic kind of focused platforming game, which I mean Rayman Origins very, very, very well received, and Rayman Legends very, very, very well received as well. Both are considered top platform games of all time, which is really cool to see Ubisoft, who created Rayman, developed this game. Showcasing that even in 20 I think 2010 2011 when Rayman Origins came out in 2013 with Legends, that platforming games can still exist today, be developed by a major studio and still succeed and be good. Anyway, I just wanted to talk about the series a bit and see your very little sort of history with it.
Did you say this came out in 2013?
Yes.
Okay, just checking. Because I wanted to say it's been a long time since Rayman's had anything else, right?
Correct. I don't think, in terms of like main series Rayman, there has been any release since Rayman Origins. Legends. 10 years. 10 years. Anyway, so the story of Rayman Legends, its plot takes place 1 century after the events of Rayman Origins. Did not know that when I played the game. I would say you don't need to know that because, as we said, the story is very simple. But Rayman, Glowbox, and the Teensies have been asleep ever since. During that time, the Bubble Dreamer's nightmares grew in strength and numbers, and so has the magician who survived the explosion in Rayman Origins. The magician has split up into 5 dark Teensies. Rayman and friends are awakened by their friend Murphy, who tells them about the bad news and tells them that the 10 princesses of the land, including Barbara, who I just assume was a major character of Rayman Origins, and the Teensies have been captured by the nightmares and the dark Teensies. Rayman, Glowbox, the Teensies, and Murphy set out to defeat these new threats. After defeating 4 of the dark Teensies and fighting the worst of the nightmares, Rayman and friends go to Olympus Maximus and confront a giant cloud composed of little ferocious dark creatures of dark energy known as Hades' Hand. After the creature has been destroyed and the last dark Teensy is sent to the moon, the credits roll. If 400 Teensies are saved, the player unlocks the last world of the game, Living Dead Party. Once completed, the nightmares are defeated, and the player is awarded 10,000 lumps and 6 new invasion paintings, which we will talk about all of those later. And that's the story. I think this is the fastest story section we've ever done.
Yeah, story is loose here. I would say premise. I don't know.
I think premise is probably a better word. Yeah. Yeah, I certainly remember.
Yeah, the plot meant nothing to me in this game. That being said, the Teensies are cute. Like, the characters are each designed really interestingly visual in a visual sense.
Yeah, I
And
think Rayman is and always has been very unique with its character design
yeah,
and world design.
absolutely.
That's something that ever since the beginning the series has always been praised for.
Yeah, absolutely. They're just really cool looking. And the fact that you can play as other characters in gameplay, which we'll talk about,
Yes, a lot of playable characters.
yeah, really cool.
Anyway,
Yeah, so that's the
yeah,
story.
that's the
If we
story.
gave it an official Super Gamer Bros rating, I'd put it right next to Ragnarok.
Oh man, high praise. I would maybe put it next to 2018 God of War, but Ragnarok I think is a bit steep.
You're funny.
I am.
Yeah.
Anyway,
That one was better than Ragnarok.
yes, absolutely.
Yeah, right. Unequivocally. Okay, so without further
Anyway,
ado.
without further ado, Noah, why don't you sneak us into the gameplay here?
All right, so Rayman is a game, so there's gameplay. By
That
that
is true.
logic, there's levels. Rayman Legends as we have said, is a 2D platforming game with over 100 levels for you to take on.
Oh,
Each.
I did also want to talk about this is I feel like pretty different in our classic gameplay section where we have, we typically talk about like combat and traversal stuff like that first. This game, I actually was very lost on how to go about writing the document for this one. So I actually yesterday downloaded the game and reloaded it, and thanks to the beautiful world of cloud saves, I still had my save from when I played it years ago. And so I was able to hop into a few levels and play around and stuff to help refamiliarize myself with, the different aspects of the game. And so the best way I thought to approach this game was to just talk about kind of how each level works individually, and then go into further details about the different stuff because, this game is platforming. That's all you do.
Right, I was going to say it's not too deep. Yeah, so anyway, each level simply requires the player to reach the end. All right, you start at the beginning and you just move along a path and eventually you'll make it to the end. But to unlock more levels
And should say
and
and.
progress through the game, the players must find up to 10 Teensies in each level. Like Jaden mentioned, the Teensies are the whole thing, and there's a lot of hidden stuff for you to find on these levels, which makes it a mix between fun, annoying, and tedious. The Queen and King Teensies are also hidden in similar puzzle rooms, while the rest are locked in cages tied to poles hidden throughout the level. I think you find like 10 of them.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I
it
said
says
that.
up to 10. And that's a lot. That can be a lot in one level, you know what I mean? Encouraging the player to explore every nook and cranny to find them. No, I feel like you had to use a guide. At least I did. Also,
I do want to shut up. I do want to praise the game that, of, 120, I think is the total levels. 700 Teensies I rescued. I did have to look up probably less than maybe around 5%, so about 35. I do, praise that very few in comparison to the total I actually had to look up. But there are some that are rather well hidden.
also, throughout the levels, players collect lums, which are small glowing creatures that are found throughout the level. I think they're yellow, I want to say. Or do they
And I'm
change?
back.
Or are they different colors?
You did not notice I accidentally left the chat.
No, I did not notice that.
What were you saying?
I was going to ask you, are lums yellow or are they different colors?
I'm glad. Did you read that whole paragraph about Lums?
As well as unlocked by defeating enemies and rescuing Teensies are all the ways you get lumps.
Yes. So the Lums, it's kind of the ones that you collect that are free floating in the world. You kind of, you come across this, like, a lot of times you come across this, like, cloud of dust. You touch the cloud of dust and it spawns typically a series of, like, 5 to 6 Lums. Very interesting with how collecting Lums works in terms of any other game I've ever seen with collectibles like this. The first Lum in a group is purple and the rest are yellow. The purple Lum is worth 2, the yellow ones are worth 1. But if you collect them in order, they all turn purple as you kind of like when you collect the first one, the second one turns purple. Grab the second one, the third one turns purple. So if you collect them in the order that they appear, then you basically double your Lum output, which is important.
Right.
Because collecting Lums and rescuing Teensies unlocks trophies or cups as they're called in the game, bronze, silver, and gold. Diamond cups are unlocked by rescuing all the Teensies in a world. So, yeah, typically for most levels, the number is 750 Lums you need to collect to get the gold cup, which, if you collect every single Lum, defeat every single enemy, but say you ignore that purple thing and you're just grabbing them at random, you can miss out on it. You actually do have to kind of combo those Lums as much as you can to reach that number. Which I think is a very interesting concept. I've never seen that done before. I thought it was very cool.
Yeah, that's really cool. I actually never noticed that. I just, saw that they changed color. I never paid attention to the scores.
Well, I was perfecting the game, so I had to. But I
Right.
get it.
I did read that it takes 10 hours to complete the game casually and 30 and a half to perfect it.
That's probably correct.
Interesting.
We will talk about that later, Noah, as I tell you about that journey. Anyway,
Everybody's favorite platformer gameplay aspect.
underwater levels. Several levels take place underwater, either exclusively or at least include water sections. These are the exact same as normal levels, just underwater, meaning you still are collecting lums and rescuing teensies. That has not changed. I will absolutely praise Rayman Legends. The underwater levels are absolutely fine. As good as water levels can be, the con he still controls very fluidly, swimming through the water, very easy to control, no kind of issues that I ever had with moving up and down or anything like that. And there are still enemies, but you can still attack, pretty sure. And yeah, that's it. They're underwater levels.
Yeah, I find that the general populace is not quite a fan of water levels in games. And usually it is due to clunky controls or camera works or something or other. But I enjoy them. I think it's a step away from the normal level. Well, I'm always an
Yeah, I mean,
advocate for games
I mean,
being really unique as
yeah,
a medium.
I would say I'm certainly not as negative against underwater levels as I feel like the general population is, but I'll always give it a shot before, unless not instantly hating it, which is what some people do.
Yeah, but I agree with what you said. The water levels in this game are perfectly fine.
Yeah, it's about as good as you can do. I think there are always some frustrations with swimming in games, just because what you're doing. But I think the water levels in this game are perfectly fine. I enjoy them. Moving on, attacks. So there's not necessarily like combat system, like typical combat system, but throughout the many levels of Rayman Legends, enemies are scattered. Enemies in droves, as some people say. So Rayman, he has a basic attack, which is just square. He does have like a little four hit combo, using square, where like punch, 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 long punch, whatever. You can also ground pound. You can attack in mid air as well to defeat enemies and rescue teensies. Yeah, that's all I got. Not
No.
much.
Yeah, it's like you said, it's pretty basic. There's not much depth here in the combat. That being said, there is, Jade and I have said that a simple combat system does not all in all make your game boring. You can have simple combat that's repeating the whole game, yet is still fun the entire game. For example, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge. Those beat 'em up style games. It's the same combat the whole game, but it's fun, so you don't care that it's repetitive. And in this game, I feel like that. The only times I had serious issues with the combat is when I couldn't really get hit boxes or hurt boxes to line up correctly, and that
Well, I
always
think
happens in these type of games.
it also just it depends on how you look at it, because the attacking in this game is more it's just a tool to help with the platforming. It's not meant to be a focus of the game. The focus of the game is platforming. It is just another tool to add difficulty and depth to that overall platforming aspect.
That's a great way to put it, actually, because I didn't think about it that way, but you're right. It is used way more for the actual navigation than the combat. What about Murphy?
Murphy. Murphy appears throughout the story to help Rayman and his friends rescue the Teensies and progress through the game. The player uses the circle button on PlayStation to have Murphy interact with the environment. He can move platforms up and down. He can one kind of a funny one. He can tickle enemies to like these bigger enemies to make them weak
That
to
one
Rayman's
is really
attacks.
cute.
Yes. He can cut ropes, allowing like to maybe make a platform fall, or giving a now hanging rope for Rayman to swing on, and so on. I think again, this is a very unique mechanic in the game, and I really like it. It adds some difficulty to the platforming. And as we'll discuss a bit later, there are some levels where you are kind of racing against the clock, and you have to use Murphy to help Rayman, or whatever character you're playing as, get through the game. And yeah, it's just timing with moving platforms and cutting things so Rayman can, get through the levels. I really like it.
Yeah, it's like you said, sometimes the hardest it gets is it's just like a really fast timing thing and you just have to get it down. But like you said, I really think this is an interesting mechanic in the game. It kind of reminds me of those VR games where you're going through a story and you're like affecting the world as the basically like the god of the universe.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, but they have like a story reason as to why that's going on, and I think that's cool.
Yeah, and that's Murphy. Anyway, let's move on here. First, before we as we continue into our additional gameplay mechanics, talk about characters, because I did not include a section for this anywhere in the documents. Okay, there are a bunch of playable characters in Rayman. I mean, they all control the exact same. Hypothetically, the only difference in them is their animations, and a lot of recycled character models. Like, there are, I think, 12 princesses, maybe 10 princesses, and they all are the exact same female model with an axe, but they just have different colors, different hairs, something like that. I mean, yeah, I guess it's fine. It's a cosmetic thing, I suppose. I just played the whole game as Rayman because he's the hero.
That's fair. That's what I did. So I think that the characters, there's four archetypes, the four main characters, and then everybody else is just a reskin of them, right?
Pretty much. There's,
Yeah.
I guess you could say, Barbara slash Princess. There's Rayman. There's Glowbox, and there is Teensy.
Exactly.
Those are your four types of characters. Which, again, they all have different animations, but other than that, they're all play the exact same. It's not like any of them have different abilities or anything like that. I guess the
Right.
princesses can slide on their axes, but that's.
It's still a cool feature, though.
Yeah. I mean, cosmetic stuff like that. I've always been someone who, if I'm playing a game the first time, and I'm playing through the story, I will never change the appearance of the main character unless it is if it's cosmetic, if it's something that, obviously different armor has better protection or effects, I'll do that. In a game like this, or like, the Batman Arkham games, when I play through the story for the first time, I keep the main character, main suit on the whole time, because I feel like it's just experiencing the story as it should be, I guess, is the best I could describe that. So, when I played Rayman Legends, I stayed as Rayman the whole time.
That sounds very limiting, but that's also why you played as Crash in Crash Bandicoot.
Exactly. I just don't, yeah, I just don't, I just, yeah, don't
Yeah,
like
I understand what
doing
you're
that.
saying. Sometimes I have felt like that, but more recently I stopped caring. I like just having the most random outfits on. Like I played Sleeping Dogs a couple years ago. And in that game, I found out you could get a bunch of legendary outfits that were all like just random. There was one that was Sun Wukong, and it was just really funny. And so I played through the whole game, where you're like playing as a cop trying to invade the Chinese triads or whatever it is. And I was Sun Wukong in like a gi with my hair up like Goku. It was funny.
Oh, that is funny. Yeah, I don't know, that's always just a me thing. Like, I can't
But it doesn't change anything about the story itself, you know?
Well, I mean, depending on some of the outfits can look a little ridiculous.
Yeah, but it's all fun and games. That's the point.
I mean, no, you're correct, you're correct. So now we'll kind of talk about the music levels. These are awesome levels in the game that are rhythm based. So as you're going through platforming and, punching enemies and everything, that's all to a rhythm set to different songs. There are six of these levels, and then every level has an 8-bit version of it as well, bringing the total up to 12 music levels. These are my favorite part of the game. The demo I played at GameStop in 2013 was the first of these music levels, set to the tune of the song Black Betty by Ram Jam. Love that song. And that was the other thing that hooked me, was that rhythm level. And Playing all six or 12 of them is absolutely awesome. I love these levels.
Absolutely. These are the hallmark of the game to me.
Yeah, as you said,
I
you
mean,
described it to Paige as a music platformer. I mean, they're probably the most memorable part of the game.
exactly. Yeah, it's like Jaden said, they just have great music, and the level design is like how they get it to match up with the rhythm is so well done.
It is
It
incredibly well done.
impresses me so much because that has to be difficult, right?
I imagine. Yeah. And even the 8-bit versions of the music levels, I don't know if you ever did those, Noah.
I did not. Are they identical?
They're not. They are the
Oh,
music. The
okay.
music is 8-bit. Obviously, that's why they're called 8-bit versions. It's like that classic platformer, crunchy 8-bit music. Also, in the 8-bit versions, you have to complete the level in one go. There are no checkpoints. And this is the big thing here, the levels are harder. They are changed to make it harder. For example, it gets very staticky, like, and harder to see what you're doing. In one of them, I can't remember which one, the world gets more and more pixelated to the point by the end, Rayman himself is just 4 pixels, I think, something like that. And you still have to, follow along and platform when you can barely see what, like, barely tell what you're looking at.
That is so funny.
Yeah, there's one where, like, the screen will, like, be turned backwards for a second. There'll be, like, it'll be, repeated 4 times. So you're like, it's the same thing on 4 screens, but, it's just made to confuse you. At the very end of the last one, I remember specifically of, you kind of, like, you run for a few seconds, then you have to, like, jump and punch an enemy. Then you run a few seconds more, jump, punch an enemy, and you do that repeatedly. And every time you do it, there's more and more screens until, like, the last time there's like 32 different tiny screens of the exact same image of you jumping and punching this enemy. It's just super confusing when there's just that many tiny screens all playing the exact same image. Yeah, I mean, the 8-bit versions are all very, very cool.
Yeah, that is hilarious. I did not try any of them, and now I'm actually gonna go back and do it. I have redownloaded and started playing this again.
Yeah, I know. That's
Yeah, but I didn't know if I mentioned that.
Yeah, no, that's actually really funny that this was a game I never thought we would do on the podcast because it's a platformer and you don't like platformers typically. And I thought you would never play this game and I would never be able to convince you. And then it was like a few we were recording another episode. And typically we talk for a few minutes before we actually start recording because this is the only time we ever communicate with each other. Because we hate each other in real life. A lot of people don't know that. And we were talking. You were like, "Yeah, I think I'm gonna replay Rayman Origin, Rayman Legends. It's been a while." And I was like, "Wait, replay? You played that?" And you were like, "Yeah, it's like awesome. It's one of my favorite games. It's an awesome game." And I thought, "Oh, well, I played that. We could talk about that on the podcast."
Yeah, I was shocked you didn't know that because I swore I had talked to you about it at great lengths when I was playing it.
Yeah, I don't remember, but anyway, yeah, that's I do know you're replaying it. Anyway, the music levels, they're great. Level best part of the game, and in my humble opinion.
No, that's a fact.
Yes.
On the opposite end, we have invasion levels.
Oh.
I'm just not
So
so much a fan of time trials.
yeah, invasion levels are basically there's one for every main level of the game. It's basically, after you rescue, it's like, oh, the enemies have come back and invaded this level again and captured more teensies. It's, the quote unquote story aspect of it. But there are short time trials based around those main levels where you must compete in very quick time. A lot of these are very tight timing to rescue all 3 teensies because basically they're about to be launched on these rockets. Like they've been strapped to rockets and someone's about to launch them away. And you have to race to the end to get to them to stop it. Like, and it's basically like, your bronze, silver, gold. There's the bronze time where you only rescue 1 TNT, silver, you rescue 2, gold, you rescue all 3. That gold timing is very tight on all of them. These are, I would say, like, if you are going for completion, this is definitely, I think, the hardest part is
Yeah,
they
that's
give you
far too difficult for me.
no time to breathe. It is a tough one.
And stressful, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I like them. I think they're fun. They're challenging. And I mean, they're also quick. Like, I don't think there's any a single one where the time limit for gold is even like a minute, So they're hard, but they're short,
Absolutely.
It's not like if you mess up, you got to play 3 minutes of game all over again. It's short.
Right.
I hate time trials when they're long time trials, like, 3 minutes, because then it's like, oh well, if you get to 2 minutes 50 seconds in and then you die, oh, got to redo that 3 minutes again and be perfect. Or if you do it in 3 minutes and 1 second, it's like, oh great, I gotta find somewhere to cut a second off of this 3 minute time. That's where time trials to me become more annoying than fun. Anyway, you also have princess rescues. There are two per world of the five main worlds. These are, I don't know if these are timed. I did, as I was going through kind of replaying the game yesterday to refamiliarize myself with it, the left side of the screen, the left wall, is fire. So you can't go left or you will die. I don't know if you necessarily have to rush because of that. I don't think the fire is chasing you, but you can't go left. And it does. So, like, if you say miss a teensy along the way, you would have to just die and go back to a checkpoint to rescue it. And it is kind of, it's a linear, very linear level with your and working timing with Murphy, because I don't know, I always felt a sense of urgency in these levels. I assume that's part of why the fire is there, to make you feel like you have to rush. But these are where you probably use Murphy the most, and again, it's a lot of timing with the platforms and enemies and stuff. It's a fun time.
I would be shocked if the fire wasn't scrolling, because I always ran, like you said, it's just the fact that it's a fire makes you think you have to go.
Yeah, I played through one yesterday, and then as I was working on the document, I thought, I think I even initially wrote that it was a time trial, and then I was like, well, I don't think it is. I never stopped to find out if the fire chased me. I was just kept running the whole time.
So you
Fire is
never knew.
bad. Yeah, fire is bad in games, so I wasn't taking the chance.
That's fair, that's fair. All right. So then you have lucky tickets. Lucky tickets are scratch-off tickets unlocked by getting 75% of the required lums in a level. Usually unlocks creatures or back to origins levels. Both really cool.
Yeah, sometimes you just get Lums, but I mean, every single one is a winner. It's just, do you win Lums? Do you win a creature? Do you win the lucky or a back to origins level? Yeah, they're fun. They certainly play into that. I feel like natural love that a lot of people have for kind of like gambling with scratch offs, but you win every time, so that's nice.
Well, it's nice. It's a nice, like, little gameplay aspect of doing their rewards for every level.
Yeah.
They're just rewarding you constantly in this game for completing things. You're unlocking characters and more levels all the time. And that's what I like. You know, that's what keeps you going in a game like this.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, speaking of Back to Origins, the Rayman Origins levels. So the Back to Origins levels are, I think it's all of the levels from Rayman Origins, reworked to fit the level design of Rayman Legends. It's, I don't know if it's 10 teensies per level, it might just be three, but I mean, it's the entire game of Rayman Origins, again, redesigned, so rescuing teensies and getting Lums is what you do. Because in, like, that aspect of it, the rescuing the teensies, is not part of Rayman Origins. It's, how you beat those levels and progress through that game is different. So that's why, I say it's reworked to fit the level design of Rayman Legends. But it's just more levels. There are 40 Rayman Origins levels in the game, and I think you also do actually take on the bosses as well. And I don't know if Rayman Origins is just a harder game, but I found especially the bosses, I think, a lot harder than the Rayman Legends levels.
Interesting. I always think it's a really, really, really cool implementation when developers put in so much extra content, especially when it is a nod to a previous entry in their franchise, you know? So it's like kind of like a nod to old fans as well as new.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Personally, though, I did not love these levels compared to the actual Rayman Legends levels. Were these shorter? That could have been why.
I feel like they were, yeah.
Yeah.
And again, I just thought they were harder. I don't know why. I just struggled with some of these levels like I did not in the main game levels.
Right. Well, I always just think it's really cool to include content from the previous game in the current game, or like some remakes you see we've talked about in the past will include the entire original game in the remake or reboot.
Absolutely, I love it. I love that stuff. Anyway, now we're gonna move on to challenges. Oh boy, challenges. So these are online challenges. There are daily and weekly challenge levels that have several different requirements, from surviving as long as you can to collecting as many lums as possible in a time limit to simply racing to the finish. You compete against other players for placement, and you earn cups depending on how well you do. For example, if you get in the top 90% of players, bronze cup, get 1 point. Silver cups worth 5 points. Gold cups, with silver cup top 50. Gold cup top 20%, 10 points. And diamond cups top 1%, 50 points. I think the challenges are fun. They're pretty short as well. You won't spend more than maybe like. Oh, I guess I didn't specifically say there are four challenges. There's the daily challenge, the daily extreme challenge, which is just a bit harder. And then there's the weekly challenge and weekly extreme challenge. These are still going strong today. Like, they're still updating new challenges every day, new weekly challenges every week. Impressive, almost 10 years later, that they're still keeping up with it. I
I
don't know.
am shocked.
I don't know if there are that many people still playing it to warrant it, but they're still doing it. So thanks, Ubisoft, I guess. Yeah, I like
I was
these. They're
gonna say,
fun.
did oh,
Oh, sorry.
didn't you have a poor experience with this mechanic though?
I mean, yes and no. The
In
actual
terms of
challenges are
trophy
fun.
hunting?
In terms of trophy hunting, yes, we'll get into that. Yeah.
Oh, I'll say my piece about challenges.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I hate whenever there are challenges in games like this that are online based and refresh because there's no end in sight. It just keeps going, like there's no purpose to it except for the reason you did it.
Yes, which is
Or
trophies
fun,
or
if you
fun.
really just like really enjoy it for some reason. Personally, it wasn't my thing. I like to play platformers as single player games and just get everything in the base game.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, like the characters and stuff.
Yes, but anyway, so we keep, these cups. The cups worth points. Both the cups you earn in a single player also worth points. What cups do is they increase your awesomeness level. It's basically a level of how cool you are. There are 12 total levels. You start at level 0 and you can make your way all the way up to level 11. Raise it by collecting cups. One thing that I do not like about this game, to reach level 11, you have to play online. I'll get into further detail
Boo.
about that. Yeah, I'll get into further detail about that later. Yeah, that's it. I mean, it does nothing. Oh, I guess increasing your awesomeness level unlocks more challenges. Like, initially, I think you can only do the daily challenge, and then once you get to like level 2 or 3, you unlock the weekly, and then like at level 5, you unlock the extreme daily. At level 7, you unlock the extreme weekly. I honestly have just cannot remember at all if it actually unlocks anything in the game. I do not remember. I think it exists purely for trophies.
Yeah, see, I'm not a fan of that. And it also, I'm not a fan of being forced to do an online mechanic in a game that should be single player first. I just feel like it's unfriendly because some of us don't like multiplayer. Speaking of, let's talk about the multiplayer.
Let's talk about the multiplayer.
And
So,
I consider this a different form of multiplayer, obviously.
absolutely, absolutely. Rayman Legends does include a multiplayer option for every single level of the game. Up to four players can work together to reach the end, rescue the Teensies, collect the lumps. I played the game by myself. I think the option is cool. I think that's fun. I think it certainly could help make things like boss levels easier. I don't, again, not doing it, I don't know how it works in situations like that. But I'm not against having multiplayer options like that in a game like this. I think it's cool.
Yeah, I like the co-op aspects.
Also, Kung Foot, it's a multiplayer soccer-like game. Again, up to four players, two teams of two. It's basically, this bouncing around soccer ball, punch it or you jump and in attack, which, if you jump and hit, he does a kick. That's why it's called Kung Foot. And just try to score goals against your opponent. It's a fun game. I played it once, I think against Haley, kicked her ass, because there is a trophy to win a game. It's certainly a game that I imagine, if I had people over and we wanted to play a fun little competitive game, I think it works for that. Almost like a Mario Party mini game, a bit kind of experience. So I
Yeah.
like that. Yeah, I don't know. Did you play Kung Foot at all?
Yeah, like you, I played it once or twice.
Yeah.
It's a cute addition, but the only thing I could see it being used for is like two people who like Rayman Legends, like us.
Yeah.
Like if I was at your place and you're like, hey, let's play a round of Kung Fu, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I
That's
get
the
you.
only way I could really see it.
Yeah. And then also, I guess you could say these are the only sort of collectible in the game, which, I mean, I guess everything in this game is a collectible sort of, but whatever. Creatures. So they are unlocked by winning them on lucky tickets. Every day, actually it is a daily refresh, they get Yalums, which I guess is nice. Give them a little bit of purpose. But yeah, there's a bunch of creatures. There are different types, like there's the pigs, the toasts, the slimes or goos or something like that. Different groups. There's like, I think, 10 of each group. Yeah, I don't know. They just kind of exist. There's not really any sort of explanation for them in the story or anything like that. They're just kind of there.
Kind of random.
Yeah, Now we move on, Noah, to notable trophies. This one I've got three for you. Doesn't know how much you love trophies. I do have the platinum in this one.
I do remember this game was a very contingent platinum for you, and you spent much time on it.
Yes. So first there is So Rich. Gather 1 million lums and unlock the final hero. So yeah, most heroes, like, you unlock all the princesses by, beating their levels. You unlock the golden teensy by rescuing all the teensies. But a decent chunk of heroes are unlocked by collecting lums. And at 1 million you unlock the last one of all those heroes. I don't it's fine, I guess. It's something
Well, how
that
long
I
does it
guess
take?
It takes a while. I guess going with the awesomeness rating in the cups, if you get every gold Lum cup in every single level, which is typically 750, sometimes 300, beat all the bosses, do every single thing you can, by the time you beat the game, you'll have around 700,000, I think it is. So you have to get a lot by just going, which, I mean, you can replay levels and add them to your total, but I just ended up getting them doing the challenges. So again, it's kind of like what you said with the awesomeness. It kind of sucks that I mean, I guess you don't have to, but unless you want to replay the same levels over and over and over and over again to at least, I guess, save yourself some from monotony, you would play the online challenges and build them up that way. But overall, this doesn't end up being, I guess, the worst trophy in the game. But again, it is stupid that hypothetically you can't just get them all in one completion of the story.
What's the final hero like?
I think he's just a naked Rayman.
Oh, wow.
I honestly don't remember. Like, I mean, it's not Ray, his. I think it was called Ray Oms, like RayOmz. And I didn't play as him, but it said something like he's making like a bad name for Rayman or something like that. And I think that's because he's naked. Then there is the competitor. Beat your friend's scores in challenges 30 times. There's also one for beating a friend's score once. This one is just fun, a fun little story of before you ever played this game, while I was going through it, I had you download the game, load up a challenge, and beat it, like just once, just get to the end, so that I could then beat your score. I guess one good thing is it doesn't have to be in 30 separate challenges or anything like that. So I just replayed the same challenge 30 times, beating your score until I got it, which is nice. But yeah, that was just fun. I was like, yeah, I need you to download this game and play this. And I remember you got a surprisingly good score for literally doing it once and then not, and that's it. But yeah, another kind of, online trophies. I don't like online trophies. But it's a fun story with this one because it has to be someone in your friends list as well, which I don't like those specific trophies either.
Yeah, that's really funny.
And then, truly awesome, reach the final rank, final level of awesomeness. This, as we kind of talked about earlier, sucks. So if you get every single trophy in the game, rescue every single Teensy, collect, get all the Lum Cups in every single level, 100% the game. You are 1,850 points shy of reaching the 11th level of awesomeness. If you manage to get in the top 1% of people, get a diamond trophy on every single challenge, it will take you, if you hypothetically just did the daily challenges, half a month to do this. If you're like me and you cannot get in the top 1%, it varies depending on how good you do. I think I would obviously always get a bronze. I think probably like 50% of the time I could get a silver, and maybe another 10% of the time I could get a gold, at least make it a bit shorter. Also, depending on the challenges, because some challenges, I found easier than others, whatever. So, hypothetically, you can get, two trophies a day and then an additional two every week. So 16 trophies or cups a week. And again, if they're bronze, hypothetically say, you're not great at this game compared to other people who play this game, but you really want to get the platinum because you enjoy the game so much. If you got bronze on every single challenge, it would take you roughly like 115 days to do it. So very annoying. I guess the
No, it's kind
concept
of
is
like
very
the
annoying.
ultimate triangle of bad trophies with like an online trophy, an online friend-based trophy, and then a grinding trophy.
Yes, that is also online. Because you have, because like with the million lums, you can play through the levels and get more lums. It is, probably annoying and boring, but you can do it. The cups, you have to play online, like 100%. You have to do it. There is no way to get cups in single player, after once you have them all. So obviously, I was doing this as I was playing through the game to help make it a little bit less of a wait, I guess. But I mean, again, while the concept is stupid, it wasn't bad. Like, I would just start the game after I had completed the story 100%. For, maybe about 2 or so months, I did this where I would get home from work. I would turn on Rayman Legends. I would take 10 minutes doing all either the two challenges or the four if it was the beginning of a new week. And then I'd, turn it off and play another game. And then the next day, I would, just do the same thing. I guess cumulatively, it does take a lot of time, but every day it's just 10 minutes of turn the game on, play the game, turn the game off, move on. Like it's
Right, but that's
certainly
also unnecessary, is the problem.
absolutely. I agree with you. It's not, oh, I have to play the game 5 hours a day for 2 months. It's, oh, I play the game for 10 minutes for 2 months, which is certainly preferable. But again, I do think, as I've always thought and will always think, trophies that require online are stupid, because it's just insane to me that like this is a platformer, this is Rayman, the platforming game, and there will come a time when it is literally impossible to get the platinum trophy in this game because they will shut down the servers eventually and there's no more challenges. It's a platform, like it's Rayman. Why can I not, why do I have to play online in any capacity to get the platinum in this game?
Exactly.
There are Call of Duty games that don't require playing online to get the Platinum Trophy, and that's
That's
Call of
funny.
Duty. Multiplayer is a very large aspect of Call of Duty games, but this is Rayman. Anyway, now we move on to our questions. Noah, favorite moments?
My favorite moments are unlocking all the new characters. I just thought they were really cool.
I get it. It's cool. You can read like a brief description of each character. I think it's
I
fun.
did, yep. I do like reading those, and I would switch between them constantly.
My favorite moment, Noah, as we kind of talk about the music levels, love them. Absolutely, I think the best part of the game.
Yeah, the best levels in the game by far.
Yeah. Favorite boss battle, Noah.
I can't even think of a single boss battle.
Oh, that's rough. My favorite boss, I think I just loved, was the third world. Was you battled this giant luchador guy. Love that. Luchadors are cool.
Oh,
All
yeah,
right.
no, the giant luchador is really cool. Yeah, I felt like the boss fights were really short.
Yeah, I think they were, yeah.
You know,
I
like it
get that.
was, they were very fleeting for me, so for me it was like the levels, the music levels were really the meat and potatoes. And kind of like it reminds me of like Crash and Spyro and those kind of games where like the boss fights are kind of, they kind of seem like an afterthought. They're very quick, very simple, and they are rushed by right after too, forgotten very quickly.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, like Mario's kind of like that too. You find a lot of random bosses that just pop up and then they're gone. I think it's like trope of these games.
Well, yeah. Okay. Any miscellaneous things you liked, Noah?
Gosh. Oh, I like the level design. The level design is so fluid that I just find it really, what's the word, like comfortable in the way you can make your way from the beginning to the end without stopping. You can keep momentum in a lot of the levels, and that's something that I really like about these games. I like to just, run through the level and experience it, and then I'll go back through and find everything.
I think I completely agree with you there. I think the level design in Rayman Legends is second to none. It is absolutely awesome. Yeah, I guess I have two things here. One, I love I feel like graphics is a bad way to put it, but the design, the
Art
overall
style.
art style of the game, the cartoony art style, I love it. I think it very much fits with the world. It is very fun. It's nice to play a game that isn't just trying to be as realistic as possible.
Exactly.
I'll always enjoy kind of alternative art styles to just realism, and I think Rayman again, very, very well done. Also, music kicks ass. I love the music for this game.
Yes. That cannot be overstated.
Yeah, I mean, I think platforming games, probably more than any other genre of games, music is, I think, very, very important. And Rayman Legends has very, very good music. What we didn't like about the game, Noah?
For me, it's the ridiculous amount of collection and different type of levels that there are, kind of also tied with the menu system. It just all seems convoluted and is confusing until you really get a hang of it.
I get what you're saying. No, there's a lot. It is a big game. Absolutely. And then my thing, as I said earlier, the platinum requirements. Yeah, just a bit excessive. Again, not the worst I've ever seen, not the worst I've ever done, and the core game being as fun as it is certainly made the daily and weekly challenge aspect of it a lot more tolerable, because it's like, oh, I'm going to play this very fun platformer for 10 minutes is certainly a lot better than, oh, I'm going to play this game I hate for 10 minutes,
Right.
But yeah, that's it. I just, a little bit less. No online trophies, guys. Come on. Replayability. I mean, Noah, you're replaying it right now.
Yes, absolutely. This game is replayable.
Absolutely. It's great. I mean, since I've beaten it, I've gone back and just played the music levels probably at least like 10 times again, just because of how much I love those music levels. Final thoughts, Noah, on Rayman Legends.
Rayman Legends was a game that was really hyped up before I played it, and it was one of the few that lived up to the hype. As a simple platformer, it excels against every other one I've played. I think it stands still, as I stated, as one of my top three platformers of all time, and I think this is a fantastic game that everybody should experience.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I think it is an absolutely brilliant platformer. I certainly, it was a point like, a few years ago, around the time when I played Rayman Legends, was when I first started really, really getting into platformers. Like, I had just played the Insane Trilogy and like platinum that trilogy for the first time, and I was looking for platformers, and Rayman Legends was one. And it absolutely incredible game. Love it. One of my favorite platforming games of all time as well.
All
Okay,
right,
bye.
so that's Rayman Legends.
All right, so that's Rayman Legends.
Now, Jaden, we move on to the indie bit, the bit where we talk about indie games.
Yay!
Today, we're talking about Firewatch. Jaden, Firewatch, in case you didn't know, is a walking simulator, and I think the first one I have suggested on the indie bit segment of the podcast. Firewatch is a game where you play as a man who has left his wife, who has dementia in Australia, and come to the United States to a national park to be a Firewatch, a park ranger. Okay. And the story of the game goes along, I don't know what the whole timetable is exactly, but you play as this character. Sorry, my cat's jumping all over me. You play as this character and basically go through a series of events that unfold in which you check out the forest and basically investigate and discover things. And there's quite a few things going on in this forest, as you find out. During this time, while you're hiking a lot and investigating things, you are in a dialogue with a, I think like a, she's like a manager of the Rangers or something. I don't know if she's a ranger herself and she goes out. I think she does. It's kind of unclear what her specific job was, but she oversees us. She's like our boss, the player character. And they talk via walkie-talkies, and you use it throughout the game to say different things to what's her name, Jaden, the girl in the tower?
Delilah.
Delilah, thank you. It's been like 3 weeks since I played it now, but I remember the story and the gameplay and everything. I just can't remember her name or his name. His name might be Hank. Is it Hank?
Henry.
Henry.
She calls him Hank a couple times, but it is
That
Henry.
makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah. Anywho, the gameplay itself is, like I said, mostly just walking. There's some climbing here and there, rappelling. And the game is used as where your things will happen. You walk around, you basically find items, and that's where the story comes through, is you're going around this woods area and finding different secret like locations and a bunch of items there, or items that people left or whatever happened. And that's about it. You don't, I'm pretty sure in the entire game, you do not see another character model in person.
Yeah, I
Yeah, you will see
mean, for
photographs,
the
but
most
in
part.
person, I'm pretty sure. Well, I mean, apart from like a silhouette across the lake.
Yes.
As far as the story goes, Henry is, like I said, he left his wife and he's basically trying to live in solitude and be by himself for a while and think things through. On this adventure, he meets Delilah and they talk every day and they become really close. And Henry learns about this old, there's a lot of disappearances from this area, and you keep finding missing people reports and stuff like that. And then there's a set of girls that are getting into trouble at the lake and such. They were skinny dipping, leaving beer cans and trash everywhere. And it was causing a huge problem. And as things go on, Henry and Delilah discover some kind of sinister plot where they are
All right,
being.
we'll stop there.
Why?
Well, I don't want to spoil the story for people who might want to play the game.
That's fair. That's fair. That's the part I wanted to talk about. But all
We can
right, all
talk
right,
about
all
that.
right.
We can talk about that outside the podcast, Noah.
Go ahead.
I'll go ahead and tell you if I like this game or not. I did. In terms of overall, I guess you'd say gameplay, I think this is probably my favorite walking sim that I've ever played, because I feel like, of all the walking sims, it feels the least like a walking sim. One,
Exactly.
your natural walking speed and running speed, because you can run infinitely, much faster than normal walking sims. That has always been a point of complaint I've had about those, is you're just moving too slow.
1,000%.
Henry and Delilah are both performed very well. I do not know who the actors are, but considering both of them
Performed
talk a
and
lot,
written well.
yes, they are both performed and written very well. It also, there are a little, like, RPG-ish choice aspect of this game, where at the beginning of the game, you're kind of just, it's like a text thing. You're just reading stuff and making decisions as you go along, and those decisions actually do come to play a lot in the conversations between Henry and Delilah, and I like that. Also, you can, and many times when you're conversing with Delilah, you can decide what Henry says, obviously affecting conversations a bit. And I like that. The game looks beautiful. The area you're in, like a national park, is beautiful. You also, I mean, yeah, I love the interactions between Henry and Delilah. I would interact with every little thing it let me interact with. Because there's
Absolutely, to
like
have every piece of
just to ha
conversation you
yeah,
can.
just to have them talk to each other as much as possible. I mean, yeah, I mean, I would recommend the game, but I guess at the end of the day, the only complaint I have is I must say the story really disappointed me.
It was very anticlimactic, and that's the point of it, though. You know, it's one of those.
I mean, sort of, but also no. We'll talk about it again. I do not want to spoil it because it is a game I very much would recommend you go out and play, especially if you're someone who does enjoy walking Sims. I think you'll really find enjoyment of this one. Yeah, I just the ending left me very disappointed with the story overall. And again, it's one of those games where I knew about this game for years and I always wanted to play it and just never did. And I'm certainly glad I did. It's very fun. It just the story is not what I expected, and like I don't know if what I wanted would have been better. But I just think I was very shocked with where it went, and then the way they, I don't even really want to say resolved because I feel like it wasn't resolved, but resolved the story left me a want for something more.
Absolutely. So what is the next game?
Noah, the next IndieBit game is a game called No Straight Roads.
No Straight Roads. Is that on PlayStation for us?
Yes, it's on the PS Pass. I first heard about this game several months ago. I forget how I saw it, but it was something that the cover art hooked me, much like what's that game called? The
That
Artful
dumb one?
Escape.
Oh, no.
No, try, the game is very different. It is nothing like, it's just the cover art showed a people holding instruments, and I thought, oh, what is this now? I watched a short trailer, and I thought, oh, I'm sold on this game, but it was like $30, and I was like, I'll hold off on that. And I held off so long that I actually, because PlayStation is having like a holiday sale right now, I thought, oh, I'm gonna look it up and see if it's on sale for like the holiday sale. Maybe I'll finally get it. And it turns out it was put on PS Pass, so get to play it for free.
No Straight Roads?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
It is multiplayer, so you can play it with Paige if you want. But it's kind of like a I think it's more like a beat 'em up, but just the story is focused around music.
Cool.
Yeah, so it's nothing like the Artful Escape. It's just it I was I noticed it in the same way, but I think as far as actual games go, it could not be more different.
Yeah, I gotcha.
But
I
yeah,
look forward to it.
we'll talk about that one in a couple weeks. For now, don't forget, new episodes every other Monday. Rate and subscribe. Tell us if you like our show or tell us if you don't, tell us why. Tell your friends and enemies about the podcast. You can follow our Instagram, the Super Gamer Bros, for updates on everything we do. And you can subscribe to our YouTube channel, Super Gamer Bros. That is one word, capital S, capital G, capital B, period at the end, where we upload videos every Friday. Every single Friday. Our two most recent videos being part 10 of our Crash Bandicoot Insane Trilogy video, that as I'm looking at YouTube here, just noticed Noah did not put the part 10 in the title, so he'll have to go and fix that when we're done recording. And part 11 of LEGO Star Wars The Skywalker Saga as we start the Return of the Jedi movie. So yeah, go watch those if you want to hear more of our lovely voices. And as always, thanks for listening, and we will see you guys next game.
Bye.